Hi, my name's Don Paris.
And my name is Ilona Selke at Living From Vision.
We'd like to welcome you to our third talking newsletter.
This talking newsletter has been so exciting for everyone in our network that we're providing it to you for the third year in a row.
This year we have an update by Dr. Robert C. Beck on the plant stimulator and the magnetic pulse unit, as well as using ozone in your water.
We will also talk about the amazing SE5. Many of you have called in wanting to know more about the SE5, its uses, so we will tell you, giving you some stories and applications.
On side two, you'll hear an interesting radio interview with Ilona about her book, Journey to the Center of Creation and the Living From Vision course.
It truly is about the power of your mind. The imagery that we all carry in our mind subconsciously really affects our reality. We can heal ourselves and change events in our physical world by the power of our mind. It's about dolphins. It's about the holographic universe. So make sure to join us on the second side during the interview.
This past year, so many people have called into our office telling us about this miraculous fruit called noni that grows in Tahiti and in Hawaii that we wanted to include it in this year's newsletter.
And that we can keep supplying you with amazing news, we have to make sure that the health freedom in America remains freedom. We all need to stay informed. So here at Living From Vision, we will do our part to help you make an intelligent choice. Don will tell us about the Codex Commission and how it might be an international threat to our health freedom here in America.
Now, there's some controversy about this Codex Commission that was formed under the United Nations control. They're currently working on changing international standards and regulations regarding the access to vitamins and minerals and possibly herbs. Some people think that this is worse than what the FDA tried to do several years ago by the Food Labeling Act. Now, Norway has already accepted these Codex Commission regulations, and 50% of their health food stores went out of business in the first couple months. The other 50%, I've heard, are mainly dealing in just organic vegetables and not in food supplements anymore. Right now in Canada, it's illegal to sell Golden Seal, Gota Cola, Comfrey, and tea tree oil, things that we take for granted here in America. The penalty for having DHEA without a prescription in Canada is equal to that of having crack cocaine. Now, these are some of the external things that are going on in the world that the people in the U.S. don't normally find out about. But this commission is asking us to harmonize our laws with that of the other countries. Now, what harmonization means is to make our laws identical to what those laws are. For example, in Germany, the largest dose of vitamin C you can buy is 50 milligrams. Here, we're used to taking 500 or 1,000 milligrams at a time. It's interesting that 90% of the representatives on the Codex panel are from major pharmaceutical companies. We only have one representative from America, and she's from the FDA. But she's been voting for health freedom because of the political pressure here. Just in the last few days, we've made some headway because they've made changes in the bill S-830 to strike out the harmonization factor for food supplements. Congressman Ron Paul has just introduced a new bill, H.R. 2868, called the Consumer Health Free Speech Act. And what this will do is it'll stop the FDA from blocking the making of therapeutic claims on dietary supplements when they exceed the current structure and function claims that are presently allowed. So if you value your health freedom, I suggest you contact your congresspeople and your senators and tell them to support H.R. 2868, the Consumer Health Free Speech Act. If you have access to the internet, do a search for International Advocates for Health Freedom, John C. Hamill, or call him at 1-800-333-2553, and he'll keep you up to date on what's happening with the Codex Bill. Or check out the Citizens for Health at www.wildoats.com.
Now you can get informed and make your own choices. And remember to act on those choices as well. Let's get into the SE5, the magic black box. Don's book, Regaining Wholeness Through the Subtle Dimensions, subtitled Where Science Meets Magic, has been a bestseller in Germany, Japan, America, and is going to go to the Spanish and South American countries next. Many people have wanted to know more about the SE5 on a talking newsletter, so here it is. Don and I have been involved with the SE5 since 1987. Originally, its beginnings were made in the 1920s by a Dr. Abrams here in America. In England, a similar kind of instrument was supposed to be outlawed.
But since the judge's wife had been cured by one of these instruments, he made them legal, and now there are practitioners that help doctors do analysis and balancing sessions.
The amazing part is that all you need is an SE5 and a picture of a subject. Let's say we were working on a tree. We'll take a picture of the tree. Then you go home and put the picture into the SE5. And you do an analysis via programs that are pre-programmed into the SE5, finding out what nutrients the tree is lacking. Then you send these corrective frequencies that have been developed over the last 60 to 70 years by different practitioners and send them to the particular tree that you have a Polaroid picture of. Now, we have seen some pictures of before and after of research that was done in Germany. It knocked our socks off. Here was a beginning, shriveled up, pale-looking tree that didn't look like it had much life force left. 3 years later, that same tree was full of leaves, vibrant and alive. What the Institute of Resonance Therapy had done was taken a picture, usually not just of one tree, but of whole acreages of trees. Then they would work on it for several months, sometimes years, via the SE5, sending corrective frequencies to those trees in question, and then watch the results happen.
Now, everything in our universe is really just patterns of energy. For example, your body has an aura around it, but so does your heart and your liver, and even your cells. And the SE5 can tune in to those subtle fields, those auric fields, and read the strength of them, and then, if they're out of balance, balance those fields. Now, this is experimental research, so we can't make any medical claims, but I have heard anecdotal stories from everything of balancing brain tumors and them disappearing, to people averting colds and flus, and they believe it's directly related to their balancing with the SE5.
Remember that woman on the East Coast who balanced the toothpaste and put informational fields into the toothpaste to whiten the teeth? Remember they called in and said their teeth were getting whiter and then all of their friends wanted their toothpaste balanced? It's possible to restructure physical things, objects, and re-imprint them with new informational fields.
Right. Remember the guy in Japan that put in the frequencies into a crystal for doing acupuncture, and he was just putting the crystal on the acupuncture points, and then it would balance the acupuncture points.
Right. And remember the time when you were in Germany, removing the blockage from that one car that wouldn't get fixed in the lot?
Yeah, I remember. This car had been going back to the same car repair lot like 6 times, and I found when I did an analysis of all things, this car was homesick. It thought that it lived at this car repair lot, so it kept wanting to go back there. When I cleared that blockage, they found the problem within just minutes, and it didn't cost hardly anything to get it fixed. Came back and it never had any more problems.
The mechanics had not been able to see that little hole in that, wasn't it like a hose? And then suddenly when the blockage was removed, all of a sudden they were able to see it just as they were lowering that car from the lift, I believe, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, you just change energy patterns around anything, a relationship, a business, a health choice.
Oh, right. Remember that one lady that had the health food store? And when she balanced the store, it went from having just, you know, a few customers coming in to just being mobbed. They said, turn that thing off. There are too many people coming in here.
Right. So what we're trying to give you here as a picture is that you can utilize the SE5 to restructure informational fields. And everything in this universe has informational fields surrounding it.
So really, there's nothing that you couldn't balance.
Right. You can use it for personal health, although only as experimental research in America anyways. You can work on your dogs and cats, your trees, your garden, your relationship, your business.
Home use, there's lots of things. Remember the time we cleared our carpet of the smells when it was brand new? We took a picture of it, put it in the SE5 and typed that in there, and the smells just instantly went away.
Yeah, and you know, many people want to know which vitamin is good and whether it's going to work for this or that. When we did that analysis at that one health food store, we found out that certain vitamins were just better for certain people.
Yeah, it certainly appeared that way with the SE5.
And also we discovered a company that we now since then have come to love. Rainbow Light or Living Source has food-grown vitamins. So
right, they were compatible with just about everybody that came up. That was amazing.
Yeah, and we had never heard of them before. That was in 87, 88 right. when they just started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd like to read more about the SE5, I really would recommend getting the book Regaining Wholeness Through the Subtle Dimensions. It's subtitled Where Science Meets Magic, and it's by Don Paris. It's available for $12.95. You can order it directly from us at our 800 number, or you can order it through normal bookstores. The book will tell you how you can interact with a blueprint of anything of your choice and redesign the pattern. The SE5 will help you make miracles come true. Of course, it's something that you'll have to practice with, but it is an amazing tool of the 21st century.
And now the SE5 has been expanded into the SE5 Plus, which allows you to design programs and store them in the computer. For example, you might want to have one program for your garden, one for your sister, one for yourself, one for your dog, one for your mother. You can store up to 16 different custom programs that you design of how you want to shape the universe.
And then, if you want to change any one of them, you can go ahead and change one of the programs and redesign them.
Yeah, that's right. And then the SE5 Plus has been even more fine-tuned to be very, very specific, so you can tune in very minutely to whatever it is you want to look at and then balance those frequencies more effectively. We also have IBM-compatible software as well as Macintosh software that allows you to use a personal computer with the SE5, and it has like 17,000 tuning frequencies, everything from the heart, liver, etc., down to the RNA, DNA programmed right into the computer.
Including herbs, gemstones, homeopathic remedies, buckflower remedies.
Yeah, the list is almost endless.
So you can choose any one of those, and instead of utilizing the physical substance of anything, you just send the informational pattern to your subject, the plant or the tree or whoever.
So look for my book, Regaining Wholeness Through the Subtle Dimensions. It'll give you all the details on the SE5.
Let's talk a little bit about the noni juice before we turn it over to Bob Beck.
Oh, yeah. You know that noni juice that I sent my mom?
Yeah.
You know, she used to go dancing. She liked to go dancing once a week, but she was having to wear those knee bands on her knees because her knees were getting so sore. She was thinking about not even dancing anymore. And after a week of being on the noni juice, she threw away the knee bands and those elastic bands. Yeah.
Right.
She's just been pain-free. And
remember the boy of our secretary? He had acne so bad that he looked pretty bad. Well, he's been using the noni juice and the acne went away.
Right, and that woman that had the migraines, and she started using it and all of her migraines went away. I think it's pretty amazing stuff.
We've been even seeing people who were told that they were going to die within a few months, and they're back up, walking around, leaving their crutches behind, having energy, tumors shrinking.
That's right, it's really amazing. So if you want any noni juice, we can tell you how to get it. You can call our 800 number and you can order it directly from the company.
The only thing is you have to order 4 bottles at a time, and the bottle is about $30.
Yeah.
So it comes around $120 plus shipping. It's worth it, though. We use it on and off to prevent ourselves from getting flus or colds or strengthening our immune system. We've sent it to friends and family members who swear by it now, so we have to keep buying them the bottles.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
So we thought of just mentioning a few of those amazing items to you, so that at least you can be educated on it, and if you want to, you can try some out for yourselves.
Yeah. Well, I think we ought to turn it over to Bob Beck, don't you?
Yes. He has an exciting talk that we have conglomerated for you from the Denver Global Sciences, and it's a congress that I highly recommend. It happens once a year every August in Denver and once a year in February in Florida. Dean Stonier puts the congress together with amazing speakers from people that you may not hear on the radio. The Global Science Congress phone number is 303-452-9300. Again, that's 303-452-9300. Call Dean Stonier at Global Science Congress and ask him to send you a flyer on the upcoming Congress, either in Denver or in Florida. It is a really worthwhile event of 4 days.
Definitely. I enjoy it every year. And, you know, Bob usually talks at those lectures, and one year he gave that lecture about the brain tuner, the BT6, which we have a copy of that tape. So if you haven't heard it, give us a call at 1-800-758-7255. 7836 and we'll send it to you. So, I'd like to introduce Dr. Robert C. Beck, good friend of ours, and I'm especially proud of Bob this year because he's been nominated for the Nobel Prize for his work in medicine. Here he is, Bob Beck.
Yeah, it's true. When I heard it, I said there's no possible chance that I'll get it because I'm not a team player. But Ronaldo from a clinic in Mexico said I had been nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine for this year. And I thought that was kind of an honor. It's the first time I've gotten any recognition. Now, all statements to be made by this speaker are his alone. They're not to be reflected on Global Sciences, the institution, or anyone we know. I'm expressing this as my opinion. I'm expressing it as theoretical, although we have abundant proof. I'm saying this information is given for your education and informational purposes only. I cannot make any medical claims, although we have hundreds of spontaneous remissions now. We have proof of this. Everything I say and show is copyrighted C-1997 by Robert C. Beck. I do this because people have taken my tapes, re-edited them, put them out in meanings which I did not intend. I do this for my own protection. I have been chased around by process servers. I've had people come to my door at 3 o'clock in the morning with drawn guns. I've had the FDA attack me, as many of you who know me know, because what we are doing is working. When I talked to you several years ago, a lot of this information was just in its formative stage, speculative. We had no proof. Today, when I stand before you, we have dozens of PCR tests which we will show with the names to people at the workshop if you have a medical license. The reasons I'm under legal restraints to not show these to others, these are all laboratory tests from major clinics in California. You'll recognize the laboratory when you see it, which are from former AIDS patients who had blood counts of HIV under polymerase chain reaction tests of 400,000 to 1.2 million per cubic millimeter of blood. And these people, this one, went from 412,472 to zero in 3 weeks with absolutely no pharmaceuticals, no drugs, no AZT, no DDI, no combination cocktails that cost $20,000 to $60,000 a year. And once they're on this, if they stop, they will surely die because the combination cocktails of chemicals have made the viruses in their blood so virulent that they will attack and kill that person if he discontinues the medication. The system I'm going to teach you today and in the workshop costs $1.32 to cure HIV, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis, herpes, and even cancer. This was one of the biggest surprises I've ever had in my life. I originally attacked this problem because we have a pandemic, we have an epidemic situation in this country which will catch up with practically all of us in the next generation or two. But a cure was reinvented at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, New York City, in 1990 when they found accidentally that a small amount of electricity, a few electrons, 50 microamperes, run through the blood will absolutely eliminate all viruses, parasites, fungi, germs, microbes, bacteria in the blood. I saw a small notice of this in the 1990 copy of Science News, and then there was a total blackout on this information. Now, this attracted my undivided attention. Ed Evans, who passed away last year, and I ran 32,000 searches through the computer networks, CompuServe, etc., that was available at the time, and not one mention of this technology was found. But an amazing thing had happened. The doctors, the MDs, at Albert Einstein College had secretly gotten a patent. How can you secretly get a patent on anything? This is a US government document in which, in English, they claim, in this US government document that required a lot of their own documentation before the examiners would give it to them, that this system eliminates all bacterias, microbes, viruses, fungus, and parasites in the blood. Isn't that what we're trying to do to restore our immune systems? And this is, in case of the people who are listening to the tape, you'll see this in the workshop, is US patent number 5188738. But they wanted to keep control of this. They wanted to make the money. So what did they do? They patented a system. The drawings here show the blood being taken from one arm, run through a little plastic pipe, passed to electrodes, carrying the electricity back into the other arm. It also shows little devices which are implanted in your arm. They cut into your arm, cut into the ulnar vein, artery, put a little electrode chamber with a little baby lithium battery, and they run the blood through this for about a month till the battery runs down. Then they cut it out of that arm, sew the arm up again, put it in your groin, then put it in a new one and a new one. And this is going to cost you about $60,000. Now, what should this cost you? $1.32. And I'm giving this to you. I am not making a nickel on this. I have absolutely nothing for sale. We do have a couple of honest vendors here. Thank you. I do not take a nickel royalty on this. I have never charged a person a nickel for healing him. If I did, I'd be in jail now. I'm not a doctor. But you can do this for yourself. My message to you today is very, very simple. Take back your power. You can do it. 5 years of research has finally gotten the right elements together. I have built dozens of different types of identical copies of electronic healing machines from the past. I'm sure you're familiar with the names of these. So is Ed Skilling. Ed, are you here today? Hey, good boy. And these things work to a degree, maybe 4 or 5% of the time, maybe 50%. The system which we're disclosing works 100% of the time, unless you have a death wish and somehow choose to defeat the healer, and we don't know how to deal with this. But if you will do what you're told in the paper, 4 things which you can do yourself, you have nothing to buy from anyone unless you're lazy, stupid, tend to procrastinate, would rather put it off, are totally electronically impaired and don't know which end of the soldering iron to hold. Use it on yourself, use it on your friends. Don't tell the doctors, don't tell the FDA, because all the doctors I have told about this so far have opposed me. They have tried to get rid of me. Why? Because a medical patient cured is a customer lost. And this gives you the power to heal yourselves. We have the clinical proof, which you will see. Examine with your own eyes. None of this is counterfeit. None of it has been altered in any way. but it has come. The information has been in public domain for 107 years. Up until last year, we felt that Albert Einstein College of Medicine, New York City, Dr. Kaali, K-A-A-L-I, and his colleagues had discovered this principle. In searching the patents, dozens of these patents indicate that this knowledge has been available in Germany, England, Brussels, France, the United States for many years, and you haven't been told about it. But we have put it together now so you can use it with no side effects. And you know what happened to me when these tests proved that this had actually worked, that they couldn't ridicule me? I have been called in by the board of directors of one of the largest hospitals in Southern California, confronted at a table about as long as from here to the wall with the officials of that hospital, said, "Dr. Beck, you have to lie. You have to tell people that this doesn't work." Why? Because it exceeded their fondest expectations and their business was at stake, their stockholders. Did you know that the mobs own about 51% of the pharmaceutical houses in this country? They're playing both sides of the fence, Bolivia, cocaine, and, well, I won't mention the names of the companies that are owned by them. They don't want that income to dissolve. They don't want these $375,000 patients with insurance to cure themselves. How many of you were here when the 80-year-old lawyer came up front a couple of meetings back and said, "Bob, I was given up for dead. My cancer had metastasized. I was sent home to die, write my will, get my house in order. I heard about your technology. I sent my son down to Radio Shack. He bought the parts for $39, put the device together. I walked into that hospital 3 weeks later, clean biopsies. They were stunned. I am back at my job 14 hours a day to catch up for all the waste time. I was in intensive care. I'm jogging 2 miles a day." How many of you heard this? You were there when this man came up and took the microphone. Hundreds of people have come forward now. "Bob, I was a dying AIDS patient. It took two attendants to lift me onto the potty. I'm back at work. I have no symptoms." Now we have the clinical proof of this. We have broken it down into four synergistic things. Those four things are: number one, put this small current into your blood. The second item in these cures, now I shouldn't use this word, let's reframe that as spontaneous remission. When you put a pulsed, P-U-L-S-E-D, time-varying magnetic field into human tissue, and you're not a mummy in a sarcophagus in Egypt, if you have any liquid in your body, you're still alive, that is a conductor. When you have a time-varying field, never a permanent magnet, when you put that time-varying field into your tissue, Faraday's laws indicate that you've got a back EMF, electromotive force. That is what makes a dynamo work, a magneto, an alternator in your car. When your car is sitting there and the armature isn't turning, no voltage is going into your battery. The minute that car starts to move, that alternator on your belt rotates, a voltage is generated. That voltage is eliminating, neutralizing any of the things that are in your blood which weren't there the minute you were born.
This ends Side 1 of the Living From Vision Talking Newsletter. Rejoin us on Side 2 for more of Dr. Robert C. Beck and author Ilona Selke talks about the Living From Vision course and her new book, Journey to the Center of Creation.
And all you have done is run a small amount of electricity through your body by not cutting into your arm and planting electrodes, not taking the blood out of your body, running it past a couple of electrodes like many of these patents show, but doing it in your live body where it belongs. Leave the blood, overcome the necessity for all of this surgery. The doctors are going to try their best to keep control of this. There are no side effects. This kills nothing. It just sterilizes them so they cannot reproduce. Your body then has to, with detoxification, throw this off through your liver, your kidneys, your skin, your feces, your urine. The third thing that you need is silver colloid. If you buy it, you're foolish. You can make it a far better quality silver colloid for pennies than you can possibly buy for $90 in a half quart bottle. Make your own and take it. People have come to me this weekend and said, look, I raise ferrets. I've got the healthiest ferrets in town. They don't get diseased. The other people in the ferret society, they're illegal here in Colorado. Ferrets are illegal in California. They're little animals. We have people that have come to me, a science teacher, Jeff from Oklahoma City, came up to me in the bar last night and said, Bob, we divided a science class into 15 control, 15 group. We let one group put 1 foot in silver colloid. All of these people had deadly athlete's foot. When that foot was cured and they took it home and showed their parents and their other foot wasn't, we let them put both feet in the water. Now the parents are using it. The mother got this from the kid and had tried every medical prescription known for athlete's foot. The colloid did it in a short time. You hear, Jeff? Is that sort of correct?
That's correct, absolutely.
And the fourth thing is drink ozonized water. We've had some problems with detoxification. That's called Herxheimer's syndrome. When your body starts throwing off toxins at an incredible rate, which it most certainly will using these three technologies, you're going to break out in rashes, your skin is going to itch intolerably, you're going to get welts, sores. What happens when you drink oxygen and water? Ozone, the nascent form of oxygen, O3, will dissolve in the water. When the water reaches your body temperature, it will give up to O2. This oxygen will go into every cell in your body. We've had Alzheimer's patients regain their memory when their brains were oxygenated. We have a meter that cost me $2,700, a NELCOR, N-E-L-L-C-O-R, blood hemoglobin oxygen content meter that they use in hospitals before the anesthetist gives you too much anesthetic. We take one of these things to breakfast. The people run 93 to 95, some run 96% oxygen. After they've had a glass of water, which has been ozonated, in 2.5 to 3 minutes, we put this meter on their finger again. Their blood oxygen now shows 100%. I doubt if there is one person in this room who's not been taking oxygen, sitting in a hyperbaric chamber, or been in Tokyo at an oxygen bar who's showing 100%, but you will every time when you drink ozonized water. And when that oxygen gets into your system, instead of your kidneys and liver being overloaded with toxins, the oxygen oxidizes rapidly any toxic substance in your blood. Like Rachel Carson pointed out in Silent Spring, many women giving birth to their first child are not permitted to nurse that child because there is so much DDT in their fatty tissue that they would poison the baby. And DDT has been outlawed in the United States for 26 years. You are carrying those toxins. How do we get them out? Drink oxygenated water. That is cheap, 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 cheap. All of these are do-it-yourself projects. So the four things that we'll describe, show you in detail how to use, show you where to put the electrode, show you how to do it, what to do, when to do it, are blood electrification, the electrons get rid of the aliens in the blood, two, the magnetic pulsing, which gets it out of your lymph, your kidneys, your liver, your stomach muscles, your adenoids, where you can reinfect yourself with these viruses in 3 to 5 years, and we'll have a recurrence. This gets rid of all of this with the magnetic pulsers. Four, silver colloids, which if you take just that, you'll get immensely better. And it won't cost you but a 2 cents a gallon. Don't buy it, make it. You put two little silver wires in a glass of water, connect it to a battery, and all of these units, these good units, make colloid. And number three, which will be ready any minute now, and I think Mike has one down at his table, drink oxygenated water to burn those things off before you start itching, crawling, showing rashes, breaking out, your skin starts flaking when you're detoxing.
Okay. Bob, you mentioned that you were using the blood machine on the HIV patients.
Yes.
Did you also use the magnetic pulse generator on
yes,
that?
Yes, we use all four things. Colloid, okay. Magnetic pulse, blood cleaning, and ozone.
All right, and thank you for your work.
Thank you very much, Wally. We have a celebrity with us today, and he knows the value of this.
Bob, have you had any experience with Parkinson's disease?
No, I don't think it'll work with Parkinson's.
Okay, that's all I know.
Thank you.
Okay, and so it's all right to go ahead and make the ozonated water, but not...
The ozonated water, as long as you don't breathe the ozone, is definitely healthful and beneficial.
Okay,
if you breathe ozone, it is definitely unhealthful.
Okay, and what about O4 or 5 and up machines?
I've heard these things, but we can't get any proof of it. I believe they exist. IBM did a big study on what effect these were having on the selenium drums. I've been privy to that information. They do exist, but their half-life might be in microseconds. So what's it going to do for you? God bless you. You've been a wonderful audience, and thank you for asking me.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
That was Dr. Robert C. Beck. Next, we have Ilona Selke, author of Journey to the Center of Creation, talking about the miraculous course, Living from Vision, a personal growth system. Today, she's talking with David Stewart and Jesse McKeon from Connecting Point Radio in Hollywood, California.
Open your diving in and immersing yourself in the sweet sounds of Rising Star was the name of that cut from Don Paris and Ilona Selke. And we're speaking with Ilona Selke right now. Her book is Journey to the Center of Creation, Entering the World of Dolphins and the Dimensions of Dreamtime. So kind of a relaxing segment, kind of a tune-in, turn-on kind of a segment with you on Connecting Point, Personal Achievement Radio, KYPA, 1230 AM. I'm Jesse McKeon.
And I'm David Stewart. the segment may be relaxing, but some of the experiences that you've had, Ilona, that you recount in the book of interdimensional travel and shape-shifting and time extension seem pretty adventurous, not all that relaxing. Give us a little example of some of the experiences you've had, and then more importantly, can we all have these multidimensional experiences, and how do we do it?
Yeah.
And what are we talking about?
Yes. So let me give you a hands-on experience. We were on the way to Germany, my partner, my lover, and husband at the time, Don Paris, present time too.
Congratulations.
Yes. We were on our train traveling to see a friend in Stuttgart. Now, German trains are always on time. This man had just moved. We didn't have an address or a phone number. And we were supposed to meet him at a certain time at the train station. We left 20 minutes late. We were being delayed another half an hour additionally. And I was getting very, very, very anxious and frustrated in the process, much like we experience on a daily basis. So I meanwhile had learned from being with dolphins that you get the results of the feeling and image you hold in your mind, consciously or unconsciously. And what I was holding in my mind looked more like a red fireball than anything else.
Fear, Frustration, anger, yes. Anger, gonna be late.
Yes. So the end result, what I wanted was to be on time and meet our friend, to make a whole process that I used a little shorter. The end result of what I found out, what this feeling really wanted, was to be on time, embracing our friend that looked like a rainbow come together with our friends on time. So I had that old energy image become the new one. Didn't get rid of it, didn't kick it out, didn't vaporize it. I let it become the new image of what it truly wanted and held that in my conscious mind now. Then let it go, and I did feel a lot better. The clocks hadn't changed, and as we approached Stuttgart, we came into a different gate. When we arrived, we anticipated not seeing our friend, who had a rehearsal that afternoon and needed to be at a music rehearsal, classical radio station, on time. No way to meet him with our delay. We go out and we say, well, let's just look for him. Suddenly he comes running saying, Don, Ilona, you're early. How did you do that? We gasped and looked at the clock overhead at the Stuttgart railway station. And lo and behold, we were indeed early from the scheduled time of arrival, despite our apparent delay along the way. It was August, no daylight saving time shift, no time shifts in Germany. And what I'd simply done is learn to realize that our universe functions holographically. Now, all of us tap into that holographic universe, and all of us manifest our feelings, desires, and hopes. Just most of us are doing it unconsciously and with pains and fears that we never get to deal with, because we haven't learned usually how to do that. So when you can tap into whatever negative feeling there is and find out what that truly wants and give that an image and a feeling, and take the old image, let it become the new image. It's kind of like the goal-setting thing, the manifesting anything in life you want. It's as simple as that in daily life. You will create, with focus and time of practice, the new image. In our case, it was a radical time shift, and it wasn't the only time this happened.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of experiences of shape-shifting, of being in two places at the same time, of collapsing time.
You're talking about the elasticity of reality.
Exactly. Now, we need to change our human frame of reference in the Western world in order to access that potential.
These are things that the shamans,
yes,
and the Don Juans and the Carlos Castanedas know about, talk
right,
about.
Exactly, that are able to do that. Now, how can we take that into our daily life? Simple as that is realizing that the power of your imagination is a doorway into the other dimensions. If you can raise your vibration from that anger ball to that beautiful rainbow in your mind, you will feel a shift in your body. But ultimately, you will feel a shift in your physical reality. You will start creating the changes that you actually hold as desires in yourself. And based on that research, Dr. Vern Wolf developed a lot of it in his work Holodynamics, from where we took the understanding that personal growth is not only fixing yucky feelings inside, but also magically transform the fabric, the very fabric we live in. Time and space is linear to the degree that you walk on ground floor. But now imagine going up to the 20th floor and looking out the world from there. You have a very different experience, a very different view. You usually see more, further, wider, and that's kind of like transforming your fireball into that rainbow gives you that lift in vibration. And when you do that, and when you change the frequency of yourself, you will be able to rise to the dimension where you create a shift in the blueprint of reality. And when you can change the blueprint and say, I'd like to be here instead of there, you will start feeling that you are indeed empowered, a co-creating being on this planet, not left out in the dark, but with a purpose that is grander than we've been taught in school.
As you say, which we are doing anyway.
Yes.
Only unconsciously.
I can understand being in a frustrating situation that has to do with wanting to get somewhere. But wouldn't the application of this kind of process be for something other than just getting somewhere on time? Wouldn't you be working on your emotionality and, rising in consciousness?
Right.
I mean, I can imagine everybody trying to adjust their clocks and chaos because of everyone, trying to change the time zones. It seems like it's happening on another level. Though you use that example, and I understand from that example what you're saying.
Right.
I think you're talking about a doorway into a way of experiencing being alive,
right,
and connecting
to a grander reality,
right,
than our physical and five senses are able to tap. It's exactly true. Yes, and usually what happens in the process of you working on yourself, of me, of all of us, working on ourselves, transforming our fears into beliefs, into faith, into knowingness, and understanding a greater plan in the universe, as far as we develop and move in our awareness, we're not simply satisfying our own needs. Yes, I can create maybe the kind of house, the kind of lifestyle I want, the success I need, but truly, I will progress in my soul's evolution and be able to contribute to other people's soul's evolution. And that's what we did in our research with the dolphins. We developed a course called Living From Vision that's available as a home study course on video. And we do teacher trainings as well. We're looking for people more and more across America. We have teachers in Europe as well who are wanting to contribute to other people's souls' evolution, to tap the higher dimensions, yes, to create the things they want.
So you've actually taken the information from your experience and created lessons or
right.
tools, techniques on
yes.
how to access this place.
Right. It's taught over five segments, usually 5 weeks, which gives the subconscious mind enough time to and practice with audio tapes to reinforce the imagery habits.
To integrate.
Yes.
How, if people are interested in that work, how can they reach you?
They can call us at 1-800-7-JUST-DO-IT. That's 1-800-758-7836.
Okay, that's 1-800-7-JUST-DO-IT.
Do you still spend time? Is it kind of like, you know, the real estate agent has to go back and refresh their license and the doctor has to go back? Do you go back and spend time with the dolphins on a regular basis?
I got hooked on it.
I would imagine.
I just came back from Hawaii and a beautiful experience happened where Don, my partner, had just come from having a severe strong headache and he was swimming, still feeling the remnants of that feeling, swam with dolphins incredibly closely. Right by our house, we have a place there next to a training center, and that's where we do our teacher trainings, is near that dolphin beach. And as he swam with them, he said, "Look, guys, I've got to quit. I'm really hurting. I'm tired. Or maybe if one of you can heal me, I'll volunteer." Well, as he said that, he got this message back that is, we all work together as one. And they all turned around, came swimming toward him, and sonared him with such intensity that he felt instantaneously blissed out, like ecstasy all over him, and the headache went instantaneously away.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I imagine these dolphins are regulars now and friends.
I was gonna say,
yes.
You have
this is family.
Hang out with?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Actually, you know, we go out to the ones in Florida. There, I know the ones by name: Sweetheart, Long Tall, Hatchet, Spur, and Grandy. She loves Don. I mean, Don comes year after year, goes in the water. She's off with him for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't even look.
Whatever they're doing, it's okay.
It's okay, you know. When you're around dolphins, your heart opens, and you don't have the same frame of reference as when you have a closed heart. So, yes, and we can learn from that. We can enter, like Jesse said, we can enter other dimensions and create anomalies in time and space, as well as find out what we truly are here for and start manifesting those goals.
Mm. What are they learning from us?
They're trying mostly to get us to quit throwing garbage in the ocean. Mm. They gave me an image of saying, okay, what can I help you with? And they gave me this image of an underwater bomb exploding, a nuclear bomb. Uh-huh. I didn't know about it. I have to admit, I don't listen to radio or TV or read newspapers because I'm busy writing.
The testing that the French were doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 95 in the summer, mm-hmm. I didn't know for 2 months what that image meant. Then I came across Time magazine on a flight to Mexico just to get to a conference on dolphin-assisted therapy. And as I read the cover, I understood the image they sent me.
Wow.
Now, how do dolphins know from across the ocean? This was in Florida in the Pacific. In the Atlantic. How did they know from the South Pacific, from the future, what was going to happen?
We're all connected.
Wow. That was before it happened, you said. They gave you that image.
Yes.
And in the reality that you're positing, all possibilities exist at all times.
Exactly.
So there is no separation.
That's what quantum physics states.
Yeah.
And the book really is about applied living quantum physics, how you can enter the world of shamans and the dimensions of dream time the way that Aborigines do, and create the kind of life that the ancients once lived in connection with the source and with the magic of life.
Ilona, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having
me. Come back again.
Yes.
Please
All
do.
Right.
Let's continue the conversation.
Tell the dolphins we're here and
we're
trying to help.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Let them know.
Good. Yes, go ahead.
Let's use a little bit more biodegradable detergents in our daily life.
Yes, indeed.
And change our vibration in our heart to increase our love so that we see the true essence of each other.
Mm. Namaste.
Yes.
Okay,
I
thank you
very
much. I
second that emotion.
Indeed. We're going to be back. We're going to take a brief break. Then we're coming back. We're going to be spending some time with Debbie Swanson talking about the City of Hope's Walk for Hope.
That was Ilona Selke talking about her new book, Journey to the Center of Creation and the Living from Vision Personal Development System. Journey to the Center of Creation is now available on Talking Book as well, and you'll hear some excerpts from that in a moment. But first of all, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Journey to the Center of Creation. It's subtitled, Entering the World of Dolphins and the Dimensions of Dreamtime. Ilona and I have been swimming with dolphins for the last 6 or 7 years, and we've had some amazing experiences with them, and they're chronicled in this book. We've also had some amazing experiences with using specific imagery techniques to impact the physical world, such as she mentioned in her interview, some time jumps, some bilocation type experiences, shape shifting, and the book not only tells you about these experiences, but also tells you how you can begin to have some of these experiences too. It's a wonderful book, and I think you'll enjoy it a lot. The book also talks about the Living from Vision course, which we've been working with for about the past 6 or 7 years. We've translated the course into German, and we've been teaching teachers to teach the course all over Germany with extraordinary results. This course is now available as a video self-study course, which you can do at home. It's a 5-week study course, and you use one video each week for about 3 hours. It also comes with 6 audio tapes, which you use on a daily basis, one in the morning and one in the evening, and you change one for each week. The extra tape is used for solving problems and for pre-visioning your success. It also comes with a day planner that helps you to use your intuitive mind as well as your rational mind to help plan your day. For example, in one of the tapes, in the morning, it takes you for about a 10 or 12 minute guided meditation to meet with your inner guides. And then you get messages from these inner guides that we've worked with during the weekly 3-hour session. When you connect with your inner guide in the morning, the messages you get, you start planning into your day along with the stuff that you have to do anyway. So you write down not only the, I have to go to the post office, but also, what are those things that your intuitive guides are telling you to start planning into your day each day toward your purpose in life? It's an amazing transition. We watch people go from doing all the things they have to doing all the things they want to do in a very nice, smooth transition. Now, the Living from Vision course normally sells for $3.95, but we're offering a special for a limited time for only $2.95, and you get all 5 videotapes, 6 audio cassettes, the intuitive day planner, and the 5 weeks of study material. And we back this by a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're interested in ordering the Living from Vision course, order now. Call 1-800-758-7836. Next, we'll have some of Journey to the Center of Creation talking book, and I'll just sample through different parts of the book and give you an idea of what it feels like and some of the ideas that are being presented in this book. I think you'll enjoy it.
Prologue. As the human race, we stand at a crossroads. We have the option of making the necessary evolutionary adjustments and survive as a race, or not make them and perish. For the last 10,000 years, we have developed our rational mind to such an extent that we have become rather powerful in some ways. Yet, just as we stand at the brink of bringing on self-destruction because of our rational ability, many humans are starting to feel a yearning for a deeper knowledge, one that comes from the depth of our souls. We sense this wisdom and hear about it in tales from ancient people,
Natasha had felt the field of the time web becoming pregnant and had declared herself ready. She didn't go to lunch, but sat waiting, letting the field lift her spirit. Now she was seeing the trail of tears in her inner journey back through time. At first, she witnessed the vision from far above, her soul wrenched by the pain endured by the American Indians on the trail. But then one of her inner travel guides volunteered to assist her on her journey. He advised her from the perspective of her highest self, let this energy come back around and touch the soles of your feet, like a fountain flowing back onto itself, refreshed with the memory of God, love, and oneness. Tears flowed from my eyes, and my heart felt like bursting. The ecstasy filled all time and space as I knew it, and heaven was all around me. Let this love envelop the earth and see it flowing up and around like a fountain in you. Let our love nourish the world you touch, the voice continued. And one more thing about this journey. Please remember. What were they doing? I wanted to find out. In my mind, I traveled to the same space where I pretended to see the dolphin waiting for me. I sent a question to my inner dolphin friend about the meaning of the coincidence of my dream and the story in Lana Miller's book. Within a moment, I got it. I understood the meaning to be something like this. We want you to write your dream experience as part of your guided imagery journey, just like the woman did in her book. We are communicating with you and transformed into allies who wanted to assist her in the fulfillment of her life's purpose. Her desire was to help Russian mythology survive. According to her information, Russian myths were no longer taught in Russian schools. Communism had wiped out any sense of the old roots. Out of the blue, for us humans to use other beings for our benefit without their consent, to my knowledge, dolphins have not let themselves be captured voluntarily and have yet to voluntarily enter the lagoons or tanks in any captive situation. I can certainly understand that there is a vast diversity of thought on this planet. Sonar from behind me. Even agree. Those tricksters, I thought, they knew we might not have gone back to the beach if they had stayed right around us. Rather, the dolphins had turned as if to go out to sea and only returned when they were certain that we were heading back to the beach. Finally, I made it close to the shore, took off my fins, and got ready to get out of the...
That was Ilona Selke with her talking book, Journey to the Center of Creation. And of course, it's available as a regular reading book as well. And we've created a perfect companion for the book called Dolphins in the Wild. It's a video. It's a 30-minute video of underwater footage that took us about 2.5 years to get all these wonderful, wonderful close-up shots of the dolphins, of them swimming with us and communicating, and just some amazing, amazing footage. The people that have seen this video, that have seen all the dolphin videos, have told me this is by far the most amazing footage they've ever seen. Of course, I had a great time doing all this filming because I got to spend a lot of time with the dolphins, and now I'm really glad that I can share this in a way that you can also join us in this wonderful adventure of being so close to these marvelous beings. Dolphins in the Wild, it's only $19.95. You'll definitely want to check it out. Now, last but not least, I wanted to talk about something that we've been using for almost 10 years now. They're called Hypno-Peripheral Processing Tapes by Dr. Lloyd Glauberman. These are amazing tapes. They work on a dual induction hypnosis basis, which means he tells you two stories simultaneously, one in each ear. So since the conscious mind can't follow both of the stories, you go right into a trance almost immediately. I use them oftentimes to put myself to sleep. If I'm laying awake at night and I want to go to sleep, I can put on a Glauberman tape and be gone in 5 minutes. It's really amazing. And of course, since you're in that deep, relaxed state, the hypnotic suggestions go in very easily into the subconscious mind and make changes. Some of the areas that he's got tapes in are stress management, procrastination, self-esteem, time management, quest for excellence, which is like a performance program to help you perform better. And if you really want to put some spice back into your sex life, try rekindling the flame. For a complete list of all of his different titles, you can contact us at Living From Vision, 1-800-758-7836. And if you'd like to write, you can write Living From Vision, Post Office Box 1530, Starwood, Washington, 98292. If you're calling from out of the country, you'll need to dial area code 360-387-5713. It's been a real pleasure being with you, and we hope to see you again next year with another Talking Newsletter.